was in the transgression. So what can she be saved from? Being deceived. So, well, how does childbearing help with that? Because when you have children, you ain't got time for nothing else. You don't got time to make comments on everyone's, you know, thread or YouTube post or whatever. You don't have time for that. Amen? So what we have to do is make sure that we're keeping ourselves busy. Now go to 1 Timothy chapter number 5. It says, if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 11 says, but the younger widows refuse. For when they have begun to wax wanton against Christ, they will marry, having damnation because they have cast off their first faith. And withal, they learn to be what? Idle. Wandering about from house to house, from Instagram post to Instagram post, from Facebook feed to Facebook feed, from YouTube comment to YouTube comment. Oh, I'm sorry, I added to that. You see, when you're idle, you have nothing better else to do than to get involved in other people's business. I'm not talking about getting in the business of the false prophets and rebuking them. I'm talking about making sure you keep yourself busy so that you can be saved from being deceived. And not only idle, but tattlers also, and busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. I will therefore that the younger women marry, bear children, guide the house, give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully, for some are already turned aside after Satan. Why, they're being deceived. They're wasting their time. Now, what does tattlers mean? What does busybodies mean? Well, I come from Los Angeles where there's a lot of Hispanics, and we call it being a chismosa. That means a gossiper, okay? You're just involved in everyone's business. We all have the tía, those of us who are Hispanic, who's just a chismosa, just a gossiper. And what does it show us? They got nothing better else to do with their time. You know, and what happens when that takes place? You're going to end up being deceived. You know, one of these heretics that was thrown out, just so happens, has a wife who's just that, a tattler and a busybody, getting involved in everyone's business. You know, it's funny that this lady, she's on Instagram making fun of Tyler Baker and, you know, making videos against him and making all kinds of comments, how stupid he is, how can he not believe the Trinity? But guess what? Her own husband, Dominique Davis. I'm oneness. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm oneness, Pastor Anderson. No stones to come to tell him into his face. And all of a sudden, what? They just switched their position. You know, she just wrote a comment on Pastor Anderson's sermon talking about, you know, bashing the Trinity. You hypocrite. But you know what it is? It's people who were, it's a lady who had nothing better else to do. You know, she should have been just studying her Bible instead, reading her Bible. But what is she on? She's on Facebook all the time. You know, and look, thank God for Facebook and Instagram. But you know what? After a while, that thing becomes a waste of time. If you're not careful, you know, because you're just like, and what happens? 5 hours go by, and you're just like, I gotta stop. I gotta go do laundry. I gotta stop. My son, my kid needs to eat like 3 hours ago. You know, it's funny, but it's true. Busybodies, tattlers, chismosas.